Daybreak.
Daybreak.
Is it morning time in Arkansas? What is that called?
Daybreak. It's before, yeah.
What time do you get up in the mornings?
My alarm goes off at... I'm kind of embarrassed to say this. My alarm goes off at like...
You're embarrassed to say this?
1:30.
Because I'm headed in a whole different direction, Allison.
1:30-ish, and mm-hmm. But I'm a snoozer, and I snooze probably till about 2:15. And then
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But, so you kind of ease into the morning.
Oh, I have that conversation in my head every morning.
You get up at...
You
your
can
alarm
do this,
goes
Allison.
Off at 1:30.
Yeah. Allison, you can do this. No, you cannot call in sick. No, you can't quit today. You have to go.
It's a constant battle. Though.
Every single morning I have that conversation. But once you're up, you're fine. And once you get to work, it's so much fun.
Now you're lying to yourself,
no, I'm not.
I think.
I swear. It's fun. It's laid back. And... Mm-hmm. It's great. Now, mm-hmm. when noon or so hits, mm-hmm. when we get closer
right.
to the noon hour.
Will you become grouchy? Really?
Probably.
A little grumpy?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, irritable.
Okay, we'll deal with that. We'll work with, because you will have been up for 12 hours.
Yeah, it starts to get dicey yeah. around that time.
So, 1:30. That's yeah. amazing. So what time do you go to bed? I mean, when
9:30 or 10.
9:30 or 10?
Yeah. With kids, it's just, you know,
and
you
see,
have to...
Since you've been in this market, since you've been in the Little Rock market, mm-hmm. you've only done morning, right?
No.
When I first got here. You were on the desk. Were you a reporter?
Yeah, I was reporting. I reported different shifts for a couple of years before I went to mornings. Yeah.
What's the weirdest story you've ever worked on?
Well, I went to death row and sat
Suge
closer
Knight's,
than
wait,
I...
Suge Knight's death row or...
No, death
Sorry.
Row.
Oh, yeah. Actual death row.
And sat closer than we're sitting right now to one of the...
Do you remember who it was?
Yes. I knew you were going to ask
that. Yeah, see, it doesn't
I'm blanking
matter.
Now. But
how many was going to say?
It was one of those.
How many death row
inmates he was it. And that was a little... Because the PR person happened to be off. You always have to do that between a glass, typically.
Right.
They just won't let you close to them, and they're shackled and everything.
All right.
Well, this particular
and you're not
day,
speaking, and you're not speaking metaphorically in this term, right? So it's literally this guy's shackled.
This particular day, the PR person was out, and the warden was handling it all. And he asked me, Allison, do you mind if he took us to his office? And we were sitting there waiting, thinking we were going to go to the glass. And he brings him in and says, do you mind if I unshackle him? And y'all can just do the interview here.
Wow.
I looked at my photographer. He's a big guy.
Right.
And he gave me
that
look like, don't you dare say yes.
Right.
So I said, yes, that will be just fine.
Of course.
And because I got nervous. I got all nervous. I didn't know what to say or what to do. So, and he's looking at me, and he seems like an okay.
Right.
He said, I'm not going to do
it. Normal guy. And you said, Dr. Lecter, please sit down.
And he said,
I'm
not going to do anything. You're fine. And
did he say, do you hear the lambs, Allison?
No.
Do you hear the lambs?
No. Turns out, but anyway.
Turns out he's innocent?
No. He admitted it.
Right.
He was one of the ones that was fighting the way that that Arkansas.
He was with the Covenant, the Sword, and the Arm of the Lord, one of those crazy groups that, from the 80s?
No, just.
Oh, he was a litigant in a death row case.
Yes. Yeah,
Yeah. Which they won. They won
yes.
recently.
And he's still there, and he's had a date several times.
Yes.
And, they have to keep.
What we're referring to is a group of death row inmates banded together to allege that the way the state administers
cruel and unusual punishment.
Lethal injection it falls under cruel and unusual punishment because it provides for the prison system to determine the mix of drugs that are used to put a human being to death. And consequently, then, the state Supreme Court found that to be true, compelling the Arkansas State Legislature in this case to come up with a formula. And let me tell you, some of the last people on the planet Earth that you want to do, chemistry, are some of our wonderful state legislators who are great people, but maybe not so much highly skilled chemists who can determine. Because at one point, tequila was actually used as a.
You're lying.
I'm kidding. Please. Speaking of bizarro stories.
Okay.
Dateline Disneyland. This, you can't make this stuff up. Jose Martinez's lawyer says it took the quadriplegic man 3 hours to medically stabilize himself after he was left stranded on Disneyland's infamous It's a Small World ride. You know the one where they play, it's a small world,
I've
over
been
and
on
over
it.
Again? Yes, well, evidently this poor man was stuck on it for 3 hours with the theme song playing in the background the entire time. According to attorney David Geffen, and I'm assuming that's not the record executive and billionaire, his client was the only park patron left on board the ride after it suddenly broke down during Martinez's visit 4 years ago. I guess it breaks down. The man's a quadriplegic, so he's not able to move. Everyone else gets up and walks off, and
nobody sees him there?
Looking at me. Geffen said staffers never bothered to call firefighters to help extract Martinez, who also suffers from high blood pressure and is prone to panic attacks. So if you're stuck on it's a small ride, a small world ride. And to make things worse, he needed to urinate. So can you imagine? You got to pee. You're stuck on it's a small world ride.
No, definitely that ride. And you're usually typically with your kids. And you ride that ride. And you do. One time is great. You just don't do that ride again. We've done it once and we've done
exactly.
It.
Exactly. That's insane.
So imagine hearing that for 3 hours.
Evidently, Mr. Martinez.
I don't understand why no one.
There we go.
Yes.
Thanks there, hashtag. Turns out Mr. Martinez clawed his way halfway off the ride. And the music was blaring. Officials with the ride could not get it to turn off.
So Martinez was all by himself? He had no friends with him?
I'm just reading from the Associated Press.
I
think this is something that Daybreak Arkansas,
you go to
Day Morning Sunrise, Sunrise Little Rock should look into.
You go to Disney and get on a ride all by yourself?
Let's see. According to the officials at Disneyland, they provided, quote, appropriate assistance to, Martinez and his wife had no choice but to sit tight for over 30 minutes while maintenance workers attempt to get the ride going again. Well, I mean, the point is, even if
it's 3 hours, now it's 30 minutes. What is it?
It took him 3 hours to be stabilized.